This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanfer.
And I'm Adora Udoji. Let's listen. Over the weekend, some people marked the 250th anniversary of the birth of renowned Scottish poet Robert Burns. So, you think you never heard of him? Okay, how about Auld Lang Syne as we're listening? The eternal New Year's Day song, that's Robert Burns. David Stenhouse, a radio producer for our partners, the BBC, is an expert on Burns. He produced a 2004 documentary, and he's in the studio with us here. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
So, what were the celebrations like this weekend? A big deal in Scotland, huh?
They were a big deal in Scotland, but also all around the world, because the thing about Scots is we're everywhere. In our little house in the East Village, my wife and I had some haggis and neeps and tatties.
Oh, yummy, haggis.
Did you bring any?
It's illegal to bring any, so I can't answer that question, because the American Food and Drug Administration view that haggis is unfit for human consumption. And what that means is that American haggis, because there are some sort of Scottish butchers here who valiantly make it, to my palate, tastes a bit like hot chicken liver pate, which is not quite the point. Because all the good stuff, the heart and the lungs, you're not allowed to eat here.
Right. And that sounds like quite a celebration. But let's talk about Robert Burns. You talk about how he brings in $300 million to the Scottish economy every year. Why is that?
Well, the thing about Burns is he's celebrated every year in a kind of little formula called the Burns Supper, where, you know, at each stage of the Burns Supper, money is spent. You need to hire a kilt, because not all Scotsmen have kilts all the time. You need to buy bottles. You need to buy bottles of whiskey, which is pretty pricey. You need to buy your haggis, if you can buy your haggis, if you're in a country that allows a haggis. And so each year there is money spent. And so, as you say, I made this programme, and it worked out that Burns brings in, it's actually £157.25 million each, depending on
roughly
the exchange
rate. Roughly $300 million.
This
dollars.
Year, Burns is even bigger, because 2009 is the year of homecoming in Scotland, and Robert Burns has been used to head that up, because aside from Sean Connery, he's probably the world's most famous Scotsman.
Well, let's talk about why he's so famous. I mean, he died when he was 37 years old, but he accomplished a lot in that period of time. Tell us about his poetry and his music and whatnot.
Sure. Well, it's never a bad career move to die young. So he's like the sort of Jimmy Dean of Scottish poetry. He was also, you know, Burns is the kind of guy who every Scottish man wants to be and every Scottish woman wants to be with, because not only was he an intellectual, he was a kind of working man. He fathered 12 legitimate children and
12.
12. And goodness knows how many on the other side of the bed, as it were, other side of the sheets. he wrote during his life an extraordinary range of poetry. There were the comic poems, there were the political poems, there were the love poems. And so, you know, Scots have got a ready vocabulary available to them at all times, whether they want to, you know, seduce a beautiful woman, make a joke, make a political comment. There is a Burns poem available. And as you say, all around the world, every Hogmanay, New Year's Eve, everyone sings Auld Lang Syne.
Well, thank you very much, David Stenhouse. I have a whole new appreciation for Robert Burns and his other side of the bed mannerisms. Thank you. David Stenhouse is a BBC radio producer who did a 2004 documentary on Robert Burns, the author and creator of this song. Let's listen.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.